I have never been into a football season like I am this year. I don't know what in the world has gotten into me, but I am a dedicated Seahawks fan, and I'm in, right? I'm in it with them. And yesterday, I was sitting in front of the TV set, and I was watching the people. I was watching the stands, and I was watching the enthusiasm, and I was watching the fact that they were wearing the colors. In other words, you just go to the Seahawks game. I sat in my living room with a Seahawks shirt on, Russell Wilson number 3. Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. They were dedicated. The team was dedicated. The fans were doubly dedicated. Number 12 really means something in Seattle. When you say the 12th man in Seattle, man, it means something. It's starting to mean something all over the country. They made an impact. Then I looked at their faces, and they were delighted in the game. They were delighted in the players. They were absolutely into it. And I looked at their faces again, and many of them had gotten really all dolled up for this game. The men in makeup. The green and blue faces. I could hardly imagine what they were doing, just looking at it and saying, man, take that in. And I saw the enthusiasm, the creativity in being dedicated to a cause. Sure. And then at one time, when this was really hitting me, tears started to come to my eyes. And I thought, how I long in my heart for the time when we're that excited as Christians about Jesus and about what he's doing in this earth. We have so much more than the Seahawks have, right? Our fan club needs to get excited about Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to rejoice. We need to sing. We need to get dolled up for him. We need to yell our lungs out. We need to be loud about the kingdom of God. We need to be quiet and tender about the kingdom of God. And I thought, wow, wow, wow. What we have to look forward to is so much better than what I was experiencing yesterday afternoon, and I was experiencing it. But what I have in Jesus Christ is so much more. So I went to the Psalms, and I started to read for a verse to open. And I felt like Peter the fisherman, because I had to fish for a verse for you. I don't know if you've been in the Psalms for the last few days, or have looked ahead and are reading ahead. And there's some good stuff in there, because David is expressing his emotions, but it's almost all complaining. That's okay, too. I have a heavenly Father that's willing to listen to my complaints, right? Because it's in saying all those things that we finally look up and say, hey, this earth isn't really pleasing me this much. It's not going well for me here. I have my eyes fixed on you, Lord. And I'm coming to you with my issues and my problems. So as I read through Psalm 10, 11, 12, I landed in 13 for the verse for this morning. I think this is Thursday's Psalm, okay? Look what you have to look forward to. 13, 5, and 6 from the King James. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Wow! Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. The message says, I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I am so full of answered prayers. and from the New Living, it says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." Amen. How we can get excited, not about a football team, but about Jesus Christ, about our Father God, who is so good to us and loves us so much. I'm going to throw myself headlong into his arms this morning as we worship him. Will you join me?
Yes.
Let's stand and let's say it from the Message together. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Let's praise him.
Amen.